Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here again with the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm talking to Greg Pound. We're down into our last few minutes of this broadcast. I think it's very important. Folks, tune in. Tune in. There is a major catastrophe happening in our land. It's happened to this family. He made it particularly just before the break. He gave a prayer request to pray for him and his wife and his children that they would be restored. And he made a comment about leaving Florida. I'm going to play on just a minute. But folks, this is very important. He's got a website called Rescue My Kids. Is it .org?
No, .com.
RescueMyKids.com. His name is Greg Pound. It's a very important thing. Greg, you said something. Man, I wish this whole thing was to be over. It's essentially, you didn't say that, but you could tell that's essentially what's got to be going on in your head. It's
right.
Like, just get me out of here. Give me my wife and my kids. I'll leave them. If they don't want me here, I'll leave. I recently, because of things I'm facing in another state, I said the same thing, and I actually went off and checked out the land someplace else where freedom is baiting me. But you know what? I realized that what happened is I'm even this week, the day after this interview, I'll be in a courtroom arguing the truth, mm-hmm. and in a hostile audience. Mm-hmm. You know what? I couldn't leave. I've got to face this, and I got to take it on. And I don't see anybody else doing it here where I am. And it's a different matter, but I appreciate and empathize where you are. Okay, Greg, we got about, roughly a little over 10 minutes here. And what do you want to tell our audience? What are the kind of things that you want them to know to get involved in and things like that?
Well, basically, one, if you want a whole lot more information, you can just Google my name, Greg Pound. You'll see news articles. You'll be able to hear other radio programs I've been on, like the Alex Jones Show, Jack McLam, the police officer, the highest decorated police officer in Arizona, and just different things that I've been on, and people that are getting involved around the country, because this is our children. This is our young people and our families. That's the foundation and the strength of our nation, is our families. And I try to tell people we need to see that our country's under siege, and if the church doesn't stand up, and we're going to end up paying an awful price. I mean, freedom isn't free. Someone had to pay for it. Christ had to pay on the cross. Our forefathers had to pay for our freedom here in this country. And we're losing it because I believe we're just so apathetic now that we're in big, big trouble.
And, you know, if we're not going to stand up for those, the most innocent of our society, those who are being murdered in the womb, the 91,000 that died last year in Florida because of the in utero infanticide industry. If we're going to sit back as a church and do nothing while the least of these perish and are tortured and dismembered, then eventually it's going to come against everybody's family. It's going to happen. It's cause and effect. If you don't keep up the dikes, folks, the flood's coming.
It is. And see, what happens is the church isn't proactive anymore. You know, it's amazing how I went to the 4th of July fireworks downtown St. Pete. And I took my sign, it says RescueMyKids.com, and as I'm walking down the street, literally there's hundreds of people all over, and I tell them to go to the website and look what Pinellas County DCF, the Department of Children and Families, is doing to your children. And they all know it. They know the problems here. I've had several people come up and tell me, and I mean, they encourage me because they come up and shake my hand and said, listen, we see you in the paper, we watch on the news, and they know what's going on. And what happens is if our country doesn't go ahead, I mean, the church need to become proactive on what's going on in their own country. It's like when I went down there, there's a space for people. It said, this is what it said. It said free speech zone. They had a free speech zone flagged off where if you wanted to preach or say anything on the 4th of July, you had to stand in this free speech zone. I said, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's actually contrary to what the founders would be saying themselves.
Yeah, it's just like
contrary to what they're celebrating.
Yeah, Patrick Henry came into town in Culpeper, Virginia, and either beating a preacher to death because he refused to take a license to preach the gospel. He refused to take a license in order to preach the word, and he asked him in town, why are they beating this guy like this? He said, because he refused to take a license to preach the word. And so what happens, that's why he said, give me liberty or give me death, and that's what our whole foundation's been on, is the freedom of people having rights. Our rights come from God, not from the government.
Hey, I want to tell listeners, I'm wondering, I've got to go into a court tomorrow, And I know this judge is going to think, you rabble-rousing kind of anti-establishment. I am Mr. Submit to Authority, folks. I'm cross the T, dot the I kind of guy. And I didn't come into this situation because I wanted to make trouble for the government. What happened was I began to obey God. And what happened is because I was obeying God, people, the government system, the bureaucratic system, not the law, but the bureaucratic system became offended by my faith. And so now I've got all the, it's amazing what I'm having to fight through, and I'm without getting into details, and you'll get the details eventually, but I really don't want to use this radio show as a platform for my show or what I'm doing. I'm not really here to use this thing to sell what I'm doing, but at the same time, I got to tell you what's going on. Eventually I'll do that. But I know as I was contemplating today about what I might be talking about tomorrow, you know what? It's like, I like to say, Judge, I'm not here because I'm against the government. I'm here because I'm for God, and all of a sudden the government was offended. We got to get back. What is going on here? Hello, is anybody home?
Exactly.
I'm hiding in the front closet. The church is hiding in the front closet, you know?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Well, you know what happens is, you know, brother, what the Lord's been teaching me, these are the things that I've been learning through this. One is my power has come through me getting on the cross. When you look at verses like Romans 1:16, it says, "For the words of the cross are foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us which are being saved, they're the very power of God." You go to 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, "For the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us which are being saved, they're the very power of God, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile." So what happens is once we see that the power that we need, if 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "The kingdom of God is not in word but in power." So when I follow that back to Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, where it says, "Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven," that's what the church needs to get back to understanding the power that we have. When you go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, when you look at that, it says that Christ has made us kings and priests. It says, "He hath made us kings and priests unto God and to his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So what happens is we now have the ability to rule. He wants us to rule. He's given us that authority, but we have to realize that we have to be on the cross. We have to put this flesh on the cross. It has to die to self in order for Christ to reign through this body and to use us. And so that's where I've been maintaining my walk and my strength, because it's the stuff that I've gone through, like just getting out of jail. I was in solitary confinement for the past 33 days for standing out on a sign with a road that says, RescueMyKids.com, but the real reason I went to jail was because of the complaints I filed against the sheriff up in Tallahassee, which would have took both of us up to the state capitol, which was 300-something miles north of us, up to Tallahassee from Clearwater, Florida, and he would have been in court for the violations of the ethics laws that he's violated as we were running for sheriff. So what happens is that where we're at is the power that it's going to take for us to reestablish righteousness back in America is the men are going to have to get on the cross and die to themselves. Not only, I mean, I've been without my wife for 3 years. I've been without my kids. They've stolen all my property, everything that I've owned. We've had to sell everything we've got to pay attorneys. I mean, it's just totally, I mean, I'm back in court on the 13th on these charges that they're trying to bring against me again. And what happens when they put me in solitary confinement, they make your life a living, literally, they try to make it a living hell for you. Mm. Because, I mean, I'm marked. I've got a mark on me. And so, I mean, but, it's, you know, that's, I mean, you know, when Christ said in John chapter 17, verse 17, he said, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testified that the works thereof are evil."
You know, folks, you're listening to this Eagle 104.3 FM, and you say, "What is this, religious radio?" No, you know what he's expressing? Religion. That is the true religion. It's called when you get to the place, and I want you to stop and think about this. There's people in arms with flak jackets on that are protecting your security. But who's at home doing something about your liberty? You know who's doing it? Christian extremists. Because what's happening is those who are becoming awakened in their faith have eyes to see. You know, it says that evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all.
Yeah.
And so what happens is these lunatic Christian extremists actually get a sense and a a relationship with the Creator who created law and order and righteousness and justice. And what happens is the closer they get to Him, the more stark raving evil our system is around us, because they can see it for what it is. So if this has been a pretty, I think, over the top is most part of things that people have listened to here on the Faith and Freedom Show. But I will tell you, actually, this is why we have this show, because our desire, my desire, is that we have to give and it will be given unto you. We have to give of ourselves. We actually have to die to ourselves.
That's it.
In order to live rightly. And hey, greater love hath no man than this, that he give his life for his friend. Now, Jesus was talking about himself giving his life for us. But guess what? As we're disciples, as we're followers, as we go around teaching those to obey everything he's commanded us, we start considering that things for ourselves. Greg Pound is now pouring himself out for you. It's not just for his kids and his family, but it's for their posterity and your posterity. This guy's putting himself out for you, because you know what he's accountable to? Almighty God. So I that's why we have this Faith and Freedom Show. Greg, we only got a couple of minutes. What would you like to say?
John, David, that last address I gave was John 7:7.
Okay.
On that last verse, I.
Okay.
And so, so that's where you're hitting it right on the, you've got it. We have to get on the cross, and that's the only way we're going to survive. The only way we're going to have our families, our wives. You know, I was looking at this verse in Mark 3:27. It says, no man can enter a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Do you know, when you look at the word goods there in Strong's, it says his wife.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing how when Satan, See, he wants to get us bound up in some kind of sin so he can come in and steal our wife, our kids, our possessions. And that's why he tries. It's like I've been working with families for 20 years, family counseling, trying to build strong families. And what happens is I tell the men, it doesn't matter what your wife says, it doesn't matter what she does. Satan is trying to get you to move, to do something wrong, so then he will have jurisdiction into your house. And the only way the courts can have jurisdiction in a physical realm, in a literal realm, is you have to do damage to someone's person or property. That's what the whole court system's built on. You have to do something to someone's property or their person, which gives them jurisdiction. And if someone testifies under oath that you kicked their car or kicked them, then they'll come out with a warrant, arrest you, and put you in jail. So that's why the whole system was built upon a system that works. That's why this country was blessed. That's why this country has been stayed the way it has been. That's why everyone wants to come to America, because of the freedom and the justice and the righteousness and a system that worked. Because what happens, people had rights, but at the same time, everybody had rights. It's like Martin Luther King said, if there's not justice for one, there's justice for none. And what we have is we have a justice system now where these people think they're above the law, they can do whatever they want to do, and when people like me and you go to stand up for truth and justice, it's almost like they just don't know how to deal with it. It's real simple.
Well, you're facing this kind of stuff. And folks, we're closing out here with the top of the hour with the Faith and Freedom Show. Hey, you've been listening. There's lawyers out there listening. What are you going to do? There are people in churches or church leaders that tune in every now and then. What are you going to do? There's ministry that needs to go on. Should we just should we all eat ourselves up? Should we just not take care of the body? What should we do? Those of you who are listening, I want you to be mindful of what all the things that Greg Pound said. Check out his website, rescuemykids.com. What are you supposed to do? What's your responsibility? And you say, well, what are you doing, David? I'm doing it right now. You know, you don't know what brought me here. You don't know what keeps me here every day. And it's actually miraculous. So I just want you guys to be considering what's going on. Pray for Greg Pound and his children and his wife, and that they would prevail, and what Satan means for evil will ultimately be a great good that God uses in a mighty way. Just as Moses was taken from the bulrushes and ended up doing a mighty deliverance, my prayer is that Greg Pound's children will reap the same even in his life. Hey, thanks for listening. Legal 104.3 FM, David Alan Carmichael will return tomorrow. We'll be back.